Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fifth week after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ Saturday. Our scripture reading comes from John chapter 17, verses 20 through 26. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them. Our scripture lesson comes from John chapter 17, verse 20. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. Another advantage of confession is that it provides you with an opportunity to confess your errors and mistakes and to seek counsel for them. Even if there were no other reasons for it, and God did not at the same time speak to us there, I would not like to do without confession for the simple reason that it provides me with a good opportunity to open up to my brother and make my complaints and concerns known to him. It is a wretched thing for conscience to be burdened in the grip of fear without knowing where to turn for consolation. It is very comforting for two people to get together and help each other with advice and consolation. This is a brotherly procedure and also a mark of Christian love. The one discloses his troubles, the other heals the wounds that have opened up before him. I would not trade this for the wealth of the whole world. This confession should not be commanded or recommended in such a way that people are going to develop a bad conscience by gaining the impression that they must practice this confession before attending communion. On the other hand, we should not disregard this confession. We can never hear too much of God's word and have it so firmly established in our hearts that it becomes impossible to establish it more firmly. Let us pray. Make your word a bright and shining light for us, O Lord, a true means of salvation in and through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Find the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man and other educational resources at ambassadorpublications.org. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. You are invited to join us March 13th and 14th as we hear from best-selling author Nancy Piercy. Professor Piercy will share insights from her books on gender and sexuality, demonstrating how a biblical worldview is the solution to the challenges facing society and the church today. Register for the live stream or reserve a seat at flbc.edu/events.